You might have heard the saying, everyone wants a revolution, nobody wants to do the dishes. I don't know about you, but I can relate to that. I'm all about revolutions, greatness, and saving people in Jesus' name. But dishes? Laundry? Cleaning the bathrooms? Those tasks hardly feel like the mountaintop experiences I have longed for since I started dreaming big things. And yet, those very tasks are what make up my day, along with picking up trucks and trains, cooking meals, grocery shopping, and sweeping and mopping the floor, among other things. The general work of homemaking is what I spend the bulk of my time doing in my season of life. But even when my work wasn't primarily in the home, the dishes still needed to be done. The bed needed to be made, and we needed to eat every day. From the time my mom first taught me how to clean the bathrooms as a kid until now, the daily upkeep of the home has been part of my life. I imagine it has been part of yours, too. How it used to be. As we heard in Chapter 1, the home shifted from a place of productivity to one of personal identity in the 1950s. Women defined themselves as homemakers or housewives, and advertisers targeted a middle-class woman's desire for a perfect home. An ad for vitamins, meant to give a housewife energy, features a conversation between the husband and wife that goes like this. Husband:
"Gosh, honey. You seem to thrive on cooking, cleaning, and dusting. And I'm all tuckered out by closing time. What's the answer?"
Wife: "Vitamins, darling. I always get my vitamins." And then the slogan: "So the harder a wife works, the cuter she looks." A Christmas advertisement shows a wife joyfully admiring her new vacuum cleaner with the statement, "Christmas morning, she will be happier with a Hoover." Advertisers played to the cultural expectation that to stay at home was to be a good housewife, and to be a good housewife was to keep your home perfectly clean and ready for your husband when he came home from his job. I will cover this more in the next chapter, but while you and I don't see as much of this in advertising today, we do see a greater emphasis on the at-home work being about the children and caring for the children in the best way possible. Although we still see advertisements that promise clean floors, spotless bathrooms, and spot-free dishes, much of the focus has now moved to parenting rather than the upkeep of the home. The major selling point of a current advertisement for frozen meals, a big development that shifted work out of the home, is that if you buy the frozen dinner, the frozen chicken tenders, or any other frozen product offered by this company, then you will have time to do what really matters: driving your daughter to soccer practice, attending a piano recital, or reading to your kindergartner. With the amount of activities that children are involved in and the busyness of life in general, most of us are struggling to empty the dishwasher or fold the piles of clean laundry that build up on our beds. Among women, I